I don't know if you've ever started to work out and gone way too hard on day one and regretted everything.
Well, yeah, and then you're like too sore for like a week to do it, anything else.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's not good.
I know, right? Well, here's a setting the bar version, courtesy of Jessica. So if you can manage to make it through the day without going so hard in the gym, careful here. Your bicep explodes.
Whoa.
You're doing okay.
How much weight was she lifting?
It's not that. She's 25. She's from South Carolina, Jessica, right? So she's a CrossFitter. And I don't know if you know anything about CrossFit, but they kind of go hard. It's
yes,
dare I say cult. I don't want to say cult, but because that has bad connotation to it, but it is a group of people.
It's an exclusive group, yes.
Yes, who have one goal, and that is to get fit, and they go kind of hard. So it's the Murph Challenge, and that's what she did. You run a mile, you do 300 squats, 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, and then you run another mile. That's that. Now, look, she's in great shape. She works out all the time. She went so hard with this, her bicep basically exploded.
Owie. I can only imagine what that feels like.
Yeah, her arms super sore the next day. She couldn't straighten them out. Her friends were calling her the Hulk, going, "Hey, Jessica, the Hulk!" And she finally was to the point where she was so sore, she decided to go to urgent care.
The next day when I woke up, I was really, really sore, and my arms were swollen. And I thought that I was just super sore because I haven't done upper body in a while, and I especially haven't done pull-ups in a while, like it's been a couple years. My issue was my arms. They were so swollen, I couldn't straighten out my arms all week. And my hands fingers were starting to go numb on Friday and tingling. So that's why Saturday morning I went to urgent care, and they immediately just sent me to the ER.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. She had worked out so hard, her muscle fibers were so damaged. Cells die, toxins get in your blood. It could, if not treated, it can cause liver damage, kidney damage.
Goodness.
It could even be fatal.
Wow.
She'll be all right. They told her to ease back into exercise. Take a minute, pause. All right?
This is why I don't work.
I was going to say, if you needed an excuse not to work out this morning, maybe this is it.
You know what? I don't need my muscles to explode. I'm just not.
It's
probably best that I don't.
I was just thinking.
That can be life-threatening.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to, like, hurt myself.
No.
I want to, like.
She's adorable. Hurt. But, yeah, I mean, who would have thought that was a thing?
Right. So her,
they call her, the headline says, "Gym Junkie's Arms Explode." Like, come on now. She's just a normal person that likes to work out. She does CrossFit. It makes Gym Junkie. Like, that's all she does.
So her routine as she is easing back into everything is going to be a combination of running and walking and some gentle Pilates. So
yeah, that's good.
That makes
and,
sense.
You know, just only lifting things that you need to like eat. Maybe that's a great excuse to not even have to do laundry or anything like that. I know. You know what, babe? I can't.
I can't remember. My bicep exploded.
Yeah. Exploded bicep.
You don't want me to do anything that would exert myself, would
right?
You? Wouldn't want me to hurt myself any more, would you?
Yeah, no, I've got friends that do the Murph Challenge, and it is legit.
Yeah, I've got a buddy who is big into the CrossFit, and he's intense. I mean, and so that's their thing. So
they're super fit though.
Yep.
And just amazing.
Yep. Good on you if you do that, because you better than me. But be careful and use Jessica as an example that maybe if you go too hard, that could happen.
Exactly. The 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups thing. Ooh.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX.